Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Empower Your Life Summit. I'm Sue Erda, your host for this event, and I got to tell you, I am so grateful and happy to be interviewing these incredible women who are the co-authors in this upcoming anthology book, Empower Your Life. They are amazing women. They're truly amazing, and even though they're really extraordinary women, they're also ordinary women, just like you and me. And they are living their lives. They've had lots of life experience. They've had ups and downs. They've gone through a bunch of stuff. And they have come out. They have actually transformed their lives. They're living in the harmony of life and really feel empowered in their life so often during the day. And they're here to share with you how they have done that in their life. So I'm here today with Danielle Dawn Hayes, and I'm really excited to talk with her because her topic today is go from struggle to ease by listening to your inner voice. And I know you're listening because you like that topic, because you might be struggling with something in your life, and we're going to see what Danielle has to say to help you with that. But first, I'm going to read an introduction of Danielle. Danielle Dawn Hayes is a life coach who incorporates health and wellness techniques for a truly unique approach to empowerment. She holds a bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's of education in counseling from Ohio State University, where she was an award-winning student and published academic author. Danielle is currently writing a book about finding her soul path and is developing a program to help others do the same. Forever the nonconformist, after living her entire life in Ohio, she has picked up stakes and is traveling in search of new horizons while continuing to work with clients virtually and over the phone. And Danielle, I'm happy to welcome you today to this interview. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you very much. What a wonderful introduction. I'm so excited to talk to you today and everybody.
Yeah, me too. I know that, you know, this topic I think is an important one because there are a lot of people out there who are struggling with different things in their lives. And it's, you know, kind of like, how do you get out of that struggle mode into this ease, you know, and you're going to tell us a little bit about how you do that. First, though, I'd love if you would share something about your personal journey and how it has led you to where you are today.
Yeah, absolutely. We all do struggle. And I, you know, as you said at the beginning, we all do struggle. And I have struggled as well. And I don't consider my struggles any more or less than, really, than anybody else's. They were just mine. They were different. And they were unique to me and my experience. I spent so much of my life trying to figure out who I am and really just what makes me me. Our societies are really good at telling us who we should be. But not only do they not respect our differences, which in my opinion are the most important aspect of our humanness, but they don't even tolerate differences very well. So as a result, I learned at a very early age that it wasn't safe to be different. At first, I hid my meanness, even from myself, so much so that I lost myself for a really long time, for a long section of my life. But I'm fortunate to have had some amazing people in my life, and I came across some amazing resources that were able to help me figure out or find myself again and get me back on track. But even then, I hid behind my normal exterior, meaning I didn't look any different than the mainstream. So it was easy to just hide behind the normal exterior so that I didn't have to deal with any kind of backlash of what other people thought about what made me different. And I didn't have to, you know, I didn't have to deal with any confrontation or anything that way. And it was a safe place to be, honestly. It felt safe for me. And it's only been in recent years that I've really started to embrace all of the parts of who I am. And honestly, that's okay. In fact, it's necessary. I needed a safe container to hold all the parts of who I am until it was safe enough to share them. And then once that time came about, I started to share it only with people that I knew it was safe with. And as I shared and as I was more of who I am, as I was being my true self with those people, I got stronger and stronger and more confident about who I am. And then if I did run into somebody who would confront me about being different, I had the skills and I had the tools to be able to respond to that and not change, you know, as a result of it. And so these days, for the most part, I am confident in who I am. I definitely know what my purpose is for this life, and I am in a place where I can share that with the world. And this book and this interview are a big part of that for me. And it's part of why I'm so excited about this and at this time. It's kind of, it's all come together perfectly, really.
I love that when that happens. You know, you mentioned that you were kind of hiding things about yourself. I had a conversation with one of the other people I interviewed just the other day, and she was saying, I guess a lot of people thought I was kind of a weirdo. She said, now I embrace my weirdness. I'm wondering, what kind of things were you hiding, or just maybe not hiding, but not sharing openly with people? What are you talking about?
You know, there are lots of little things. And I can, I can trail back to, and I've been working on a book about kind of my journey, and it's the whole thing. You know, when I was a kid, I was different, and in different little kid ways. You know, when I was a teenager, obviously we all struggle as teenagers, but I was different. I didn't quite fit into any of the cliques, and nobody really accepted me because I was a little bit cheerleader. I was a little bit of a nerd. I was a little bit of, the leather jacket. I'm stereotyping here, obviously. But I was a little bit of the nonconformist, the rebel as well. And so when I tried to be all of those things, which were all parts of me, I couldn't fit in any of those groups. Excuse me. So as an adult, I am... I identify differently in my sexuality and my relationship style. I have tattoos and I have pink hair currently. These are ways that I have come to be able to express it on the exterior to show that I am different. I have different views about religion that are not traditional, and they are bits and pieces that I have picked up over my life. And it never felt okay, though, to share that, because that's a really big thing. You know, religion has really traditional lines in our culture. And when you think any differently than that, I remember reading a book when I was a teenager about reincarnation, and I was fascinated with the idea, but I had nobody to talk to. There was nobody in my life who thought that way. I had never heard about reincarnation ever before, but it felt right to me. It resonated with something inside of me really deep.
Yeah. And it's amazing, right? All these little things that we learn about ourselves as we move through life. You know, we can't, I don't think, I think there are probably some very few lucky people, and I call them lucky, who know who they are right away, and they feel okay being in their own skin. And I think that many people don't. So for so many reasons, like you said, even in high school, there's all that peer pressure with all the different groups and cliques and all that stuff. And so we learn from that what's okay and what's not okay to express, if you will. And even the religion stuff. So I totally get what you're saying, and I think there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way. And I think the gift of getting older or aging, you know, whether it's in our 40s or 50s or 60s or whatever it is that we do feel more free to be ourselves, because we recognize that that's beautiful, and we like that, you know, and we admire that in people who kind of stand out, you know. So I appreciate that, and I'm happy that you shared that, you know, because it is a struggle for so many people. And then, you know, and there's hope. You know, we can just be ourselves and be who we are. So that's great. You know, Danielle, I know you work with a lot of different clients. And, would you say that there are any common obstacles, roadblocks, struggles that people seem to be dealing with?
Yeah, over the years, it's amazing. I would just see the same thing over and over again. Now, obviously, it would look different in different people. But after I got to explore with people and dig deep with people into what was going on for them, it really did come back to the same issue. Most of us grow up in societies and households where listening to our inner voice is simply not nourished. We are told to be quiet and not question authority and countless other things. And those are just the little, I mean, those are the overt things that we are told. There are so many other little things that we learn just by day-to-day interactions with our families that are subversive in the way that we learn them. They come in really quietly, kind of through the back door in a way. But these childhood rules then become our belief systems in adulthood. And we take them into adulthood unknowingly. And then we live by them for years, not knowing it. Until one day, people wake up and they go, oh my gosh, where am I? What am I doing? Like, I'm not happy. And that's when they would show up at my office. So all of these things, all of these rules, they restrict us because we're taught that the things that we wanted to do as a kid, for instance, like being an artist, when your parents wanted you to be a doctor, some people would try and do it. Lots of people would try and do it, try and be a doctor. And some would fail in the attempt, and others would succeed and become a doctor. But then at somewhere down the road, they just look at their life and they wonder, like, what it is and what's going on and why they're not happy. However it happens, we all come into adulthood with some kind of belief system that who we are is not accepted. And that is where the struggle begins in earnest. And that's when I would see people show up to see me, to say, I don't understand. I have everything that everybody says that you should want to have in your life. Why am I not happy with it?
Yeah, I can understand that. I'm thinking that is very common among people that I talk to, and I think it's a good thing that people go through that. You know, hopefully it happens sooner than later, but I think it's a really good thing to explore our lives, you know, instead of living unconsciously, really. So that's really cool. Now, so
absolutely,
whenever they come to you, you're a counselor. You have years of experience with counseling. Can you tell us about some of that experience, what that experience with working with clients has taught you?
Yeah. So over the years, as I learned to do this work, you don't get to go through a master's degree program in counseling and not practice on yourself. So I worked on myself, and I worked on myself a lot over the years. And I continued to do that work as I worked with clients. In fact, it's a beautiful thing when I'm working with a client, because a lot of times I get learning from it as well. And it helps me evolve and develop my ideas. It helps me flesh out things sometimes just in my own life by seeing them play out or working them out with a client. So over the years, I learned to pay attention to my own language as a way to figure out where the thoughts were coming from that were causing me to feel the way I felt. So our thoughts are always the precursor to our feelings. So if you can figure out what you were thinking, you can figure out where that feeling came from. So if you felt good, you could backtrack it and figure out what you were thinking that left you feeling so good. But if you're not feeling good, because typically we don't change the things that feel good, right? But if you're not feeling good, then you can go back and figure out what it was, and that's where you can affect change. And as this, so this is really like the cornerstone of figuring out, like, who we are as people. Our emotions are a guidance system in essence. They let us know when we're in alignment with our true selves and when we're not. The problem is that so often those rules that we learned as kids will say that the thing that we wanted to do is not right. Actually, it most likely says that something else was right, but by the nature of that, then it means that the thing we wanted to do was wrong. But when we try and do that thing that we're told is right, it doesn't feel good, and it's confusing to us. When it's really simply indicating that it isn't in alignment for us in that moment. Now, that doesn't mean in any way that the thing that we thought was the right thing to do, that thing we're told to do that is the right thing to do, is somehow inherently bad. Because it may be right for the person who told us that was the right thing to do. And that's great. That's right for them. But it just means it's not in alignment for us. It's not the right thing for us. And that's okay. For instance, let's say that my thought today is I don't want to go to work. Or I have to go to work, but I don't want to go to work. And it doesn't feel good for me today. It doesn't mean that going to work is like inherently bad, because I enjoy my work. I love my work. But maybe today my body is fighting a virus, and what it really requires is some extra rest. And so work isn't conducive to that. It just means it's not in alignment for me in this moment. We are so good at throwing the baby out with the bathwater, right? We make global decisions based on immediate circumstances instead of just allowing ourselves to go with the flow in the moment and saying, well, this feels right to me for right now. And that's, if you can kind of see that as a path, if you take each moment as it comes and make the next choice about what direction to go based on that moment, then the path starts to lay out in front of you one step at a time. And if you turn around and look, you'll see the path that you've tread behind you. For most of us, that has loops and curves and bumps and hills and all kinds of, you know, detours in it. But it is leading us to a particular place, to a particular path, which I see as just our purpose, you know, our purpose for being here. That's what we're being led to every day.
Yeah, I love that. And I like that, you know, if we look back, we know that everything's okay and it's somehow in divine alignment and everything leads us to where we are. No matter where we are, everything that we've done has led us to this moment. And so there's a purpose for it all if we look at it that way. So I love that. And it really is about, hey, am I in alignment with me? Not anybody else, but am I in alignment with me? And I like that you're talking about that, because I think that's so vitally important, and being connected to our feelings, because that's how we know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. So I know. So the topic that you were talking about, or that your interview is, go from struggle to ease by listening to your inner voice. So I know there are people out there that are struggling with something in their lives right now. So can you tell us, for those listeners, what can they do specifically if they're struggling with something right now?
Ask yourself some questions. I tell my clients to be curious. And I use that phrasing very intentionally. Again, going back to the language, language is really important. How we talk to ourselves is really important. Be curious. Because when you bring curiosity to something, you simply ask questions about it. You have no agenda about the answers or the way that it looks. You just want to know about it. There's no judgment in it at all. And that's important. We need that free, open environment to explore what's going on inside of us and for us. So one of the things most important, it's like a big red flag, is look for shoulds. They often indicate an internal conflict, because when we actually want to do something, we don't use the word should, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
When you're using your emotions as your guidance system, then when you don't feel good about it, it's simply telling you that don't go in that direction. So ask yourself some questions. I don't feel good. What doesn't feel good to me in this moment? Right now. What was I just thinking about? What choices am I wrestling between? See what the answer is. No judgment. And we're really quick to do that. I watch my clients do this all the time. I'll ask them a question. They're sitting right in front of me. I ask them a question, and then they're like, pause. And I'm like, I snap my fingers at them. No. What's the answer? What? It's there. It's there. I see it. It's there. Just let yourself answer. But they'll come back and they'll say, well, yeah, I was thinking that, but yeah, that's not right. Because they know I'm going to challenge them on it, which, you know, is great. They're learning their own inner voice, and they're beginning to do that for themselves, which is the whole point. That's what I do. But we censor ourselves, is what I'm trying to say. And so quiet the censor by bringing curiosity to it and not judgment. So when you ask yourself those questions and you get the answers, your body, which is innately connected to your soul, in other words, it's kind of the conduit to the soul, It will feel good. You'll feel tension in your body when something doesn't feel good. You'll feel open and expansive when it does feel good. Your emotions, again, that guidance system, listen to that and see what the answer is. It'll be the answer that's coming from your soul, your higher self who is trying to tell you what direction to go. If you can quiet your belief system, society, and those around you enough, you'll be able to hear that small little voice inside you. And that voice is really only small in comparison. It's not small, really, when you get down to it. It's a really big voice. But it will never yell at you like some people in your life have yelled at you. It is never loud. But it's small in comparison to all the other voices in your life that you've heard that have had stage presence for all of your life. And your small inner voice has been sitting in the background just waiting. Slow down. Allow space and time for your inner voice to speak up. Maybe you're that shy friend, or maybe you have a shy friend that doesn't speak very often in a group. It's kind of like that. If you stop talking long enough, your shy friend will talk. It's kind of like that. So create space, create time in your mind for it to step up and speak up. Think of it like this. If you were going to plant a seedling, you wouldn't take it out into the middle of a grassy lawn and plant it. Well, if you did, you wouldn't expect it to do well. It would get crowded out and it would die, or at least it would be overgrown and you wouldn't even be able to see it. What you do is you go and you plant it, you take all the weeds out, and you enrich the soil to give it the best possible chance to flourish. And that's what I'm talking about. Space and time in your mind to allow that voice to speak up and to grow and become stronger. If you're struggling, it means you're resisting what is. You're resisting what your true nature is. And so it's only by slowing down and creating this time and space that you'll be able to hear what your body has to say, and you'll know when you're in alignment and when you're not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's an inside job. It's all with us.
Absolutely, it is. Clients will say to me all the time that, because this is another aspect of that, it's like, well, but if I listened to that part of me, then I would only ever play, and I'd never get any work done. And this may actually be true at first, but it's only because that you've overworked yourself so long that when you finally stop, you overcompensate in the other way. And that's quite natural, right? That's like balance. And most of us don't have the luxury of just taking months off in order to catch up. But it does, when you learn to do this on a regular basis and you're listening to that little inner voice, and you rest when it says rest, and you play when it says play, and you work when it says work, and you exercise when it says exercise, it does level out, and you'll start to hear those things in more of a balance. But until you level out the overworking yourself, you are probably going to hear, yeah, let's go play all the time.
Absolutely. And that's great. And I love that. And, you know, I think that part of the relief of having been in struggle and then letting go is kind of that. You know, we do, like, let go and maybe go a little bit overboard, and then we pull ourselves back naturally. We rein ourselves back. So it's a beautiful thing when we start to listen to our inner voice. I agree with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, Danielle, this has been great. I love the information that you've shared. I really appreciate it. And I know that there are many of our listeners who would like to contact you after the interview. Can you let us know about that? What's the best way for them to be in touch with you?
Yeah. I'm embarking on this new adventure. So I've lived my entire life, as you said, in Ohio, and I am getting ready to move across the country, literally, in the next month. And so I'm not going to have a physical location for a little bit, but I am going to continue to work with clients remotely. I can always be reached or contacted through my website, which is danielledonhaze.com. And my email is very similar, danielledonhaze@gmail.com. for right now, especially, email is probably the best way to get a hold of me, just because things are so chaotic. But there's just so much for me to do right now that I'll be able to keep track of things a little bit easier if it comes through email format.
Great. And I know you have a gift for our listeners, too.
Absolutely. I want to offer anyone who's listening, contact me through my website at that email and just mention this interview for a complimentary Discovering Ease session with me. I want to offer some guidance based on where they are and many of the resources that I have used in my life over the years that have tremendously changed my life, in the hopes that it will offer the same kind of catalyst for them as well.
Great. I love it. Thank you so much for that. And Danielle, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. I love the information that you shared because, as I said, so many people are struggling out there, so I feel that you've brought some ease into our lives. And also, I'm so happy that you shared your story in the book, Empower Your Life, and I know that our listeners are going to want to read your story and learn more about you and some of your experiences. So thank you so much for participating in this whole project.
Oh, thank you so much. It has been such an honor to be a part of the project, to be a part of the book, to be a part of this interview. And thank you for your time today and for everyone listening.
Oh, you're so welcome. And listeners, as Danielle said, thank you for listening. We're grateful that you are giving yourself this gift and doing this really for your own journey of life, right, so you can feel more empowered, so you can have more ease and grace and joy and comfort and excitement and great stuff in your life. Anything that you're striving for, you can have that. And I know you're listening to these calls looking for some guidance on that, and I hope that you will take whatever these interviews have brought to you and bring those practices into your life. And be sure to buy the book on March 20th, which is our launch day. You can come to our website. We'll send an email to you because you're on our list. We'll send that email to you reminding you to buy the book that day. And when you do buy the book on March 20th, you'll receive lots of amazing gifts from our authors and partners. So March 20th is the day for that. In the meantime, I invite you to continue to listen to the summit, these incredible topics, these amazing women, and continue to grow in your own life. It's a gift for you. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a beautiful day.